o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it begins with our prize picks of the week.
Should I just keep playing this music instead of the other
one? It is fun.
I'm going to miss this one when we
make
it.
Nice little tune.
Are we switching Monday, by the way? Are we going away from the holiday music Monday, or do we continue this through New Year's? Just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
We started late. I think we go through New Year's with it.
Yeah, I agree with Tausch.
All right.
Bring up the shirts. That's
royalty-free nice. Holiday tunes through New Year's, according to all members of the show. Prize picks of
is
the week.
Is this royalty-free? Because I really like the
numbers
game. We have not been flagged for it at this point, so I'm going to assume it's fair game until someone on YouTube or Spotify says otherwise.
Okay. So if we get booted from Spotify and again because you left this in there?
Then so be it. Up to this point, it has not been an issue.
Okay.
Real projections from our real friends over at Prize Picks, which, by the way, the 12 days of Picksmas going on right now over at Prize Picks with a deal every day. Had a free play on Christmas Eve. Had a Nikola Jokic 0.5 points, which he went way over on last night for the NBA games. Deals every day at Prize Picks right now. Let's see if we can put something nice together here for the Packers-Ravens game tomorrow night. Let's start with Jordan Love passing yards, more or less than 226.5. 226.5.
I think it's going to be less. I think this is going to be more of a, you know, some big plays. I would be surprised if Jordan Love has to play this whole game. Now, depending on Malik and where he's at, I think this is going to be a rout. That's what I think. And I haven't even given you my headline yet, but I think it's going to be a Route City USA tomorrow night.
Wow. Not even finishing the game because they're winning so handily.
Yeah, like three quarters of play.
I like the sound of that. I can get writing. I like that. I'm going to take... So did you take less because you think he's going to be out of the game? I'm sorry. I was so blown away by that prediction.
That's literally exactly what I just said.
I forgot what you'd actually picked. I'm going to go more. I think he's going to put up that number before he calls it a night, according to Tausch. Next!
How about Romeo Doubs? Good hands. More or less than 35.5 receiving yards for Romeo Doubs tomorrow night. Old T.
Well, he got hurt last game, and I don't know what's his availability going to be. I mean, after that outside kick, it looked like he might be out for a month. Is he good, Jason? Is he going to start and go normal tomorrow?
I think he is. The question is, how many opportunities does he get? Because it's all here's the weird thing about their offense. And obviously, as I said after last Saturday's game, what was weird about that game was there were so many instances of so-and-so was good until he wasn't.
Until they weren't, yeah.
And he was so good. He had gone from not even being targeted or having two targets and no catches a couple weeks earlier to being the guy in that game until he didn't handle the onside kick. So 35.5, I'm surprised anybody plays Prize Picks with Packers wide receivers. It just feels like Prize Picks roulette with me on who it's going to be that day. Like, Matthew Golden has a big performance a couple weeks ago against the Bears. He's a total non-factor again. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to steer clear of Romeo Doubs entirely.
Yeah, I'll go less. I think he's dinged up.
Wrist.
Don't know where his confidence level is. I'm going to go less.
Well, then how about Josh Jacobs? More or less than 0.5 rushing or receiving touchdowns. Does he get in the end zone?
Is he going to play?
Yes, he's off the injury report.
Yeah, I know, but is he playing? I don't think he was injured at the end of the game last week. I like him for more. I think all he needs is one. He's shown his prowess catching touchdown passes. So, yeah, I think he'll find his way into the end zone.
Yep, I'm with Tausch on that one. Put me down for that one.
All right, I like that one, too. I'm glad we're 3-for-3. Brandon McManus. These are always tricky. More or less than 7.5 kicking points.
Ooh. Less.
Yeah,
they
more tutters. Last week.
Are they going to kick field goals this week, or are they going to go for it and try to build
city.
A lead?
It's got to be Tutters. Got to get this red zone
our buddy
fixed.
Chris Orr's brother?
Yeah, okay. For now.
We'll see. We'll see about their red zone offense. I'm gonna go less. I think they're going to score more touchdowns. He'll kick more extra points.
All right, we're in agreement there, too, on Tutter City. Then last one.
Tutter City.
Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley likely playing for the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow night with Lamar Jackson doubtful. More or less than 0.5 interceptions thrown. Does somebody more. Pick him off for the pack?
Yep. Yeah, I think the boys are sick and tired of dropping interceptions and hearing about it. And I think Evan Williams, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, he's back playing. Looks like
he's listed as questionable, but he told me he plans on playing.
More. Love Evan Williams back there. I think he steals yep. one for sure. I
me
like
too.
Evan's pick.
Put me down as well. There you go. Any wild cards with the 12 days of Pixmas that you want to sneak in, Jesse?
Just, it looks like 60% off on a Flex Friday play is the special today. Not 60%, okay. A 60% boost. On a Flex Friday. So all your opportunities to win, it doesn't make
you
a
win
lot.
And you get 60% less than you're supposed to.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? No, a 60% boost today. So I got to explore some of the games coming up this weekend. I did like New Mexico's running back for more yards today.
Roberson?
I don't know what Tausch is or isn't allowed to say on some of those things, but I like New Mexico's running back.
I am not in college. I do not dabble in the college football.
That's
world,
fair.
So I'll have to abstain
not speaking
from this.
For old T, just for me.
Of course not. No.
I like
not.
New Mexico's running back in the Ekin Fleck game in the Rate Bowl this afternoon. 33.5 rushing yards. Let's take the Lobos on the ground.
There you have it. And Tausch, tell us more about Prize Picks.
Yeah, I took advantage of the Joker little deal last night, like I always do. He is my guy. Yeah, it's beautiful about Prize Picks. It's the holiday season. You got bowl games. You got basketball matchups. You got playoff pushes. And it's all happening at once. And Prize Picks is the simplest way to play daily fantasy. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Choose more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right. You can cash in. And if you want to do the stacks, do that with Joker. Do it with whomever you think in the NBA. Or we just did ours. We just told you who we like. We like Snoop Huntley. Pick. We like McManus less. We like Jacobs more. That's ours. You guys go on. You know what's great? If you're right, you're in a pretty good spot. Deposits are fast and easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard. Download the Prize Picks app today and use that code WI. And on top of all of the Merry Picksmas and all of the other options that they give you, they're going to give you $50 after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI. For $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. Headlines are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The time has come. What did the Tauscher Academy cook up while they were all together for the holiday? Let's find out during headlines.
Which does not have its own open because it had royalty music.
Wait,
included.
So you never found time to cobble together a new open for headlines?
It's going to be a holiday project here over the next week.
You just told us you had nothing going on. Your parents were sick.
Chinese food on the floor.
But that might be a project for later today. But not yesterday. We were busy yesterday.
You're telling me you told us you weren't busy.
I said our plans changed significantly.
Ate Chinese food on the floor.
We were driving all around to different triangle corners of the state yesterday. We were running around like crazy the last couple of days.
I think you're making this up now. All right, Tausch, time for your headline.
Is there any music at all, or am I just like rhyming?
Stone Cold rhyming. I did put this together.
I came in early before the holidays and put this together.
Oh, yeah.
Some
hardest working
music.
Guy in radio. Here we go.
Okay, good. And here we go. The number two seed, the Packers be craving. The frozen tundra would make a great playoff haven. With Jackson's status in doubt, the Pack win in a rout. And cheer for the 49ers? That's so Raven. Packers 31, Ravens 6.
Wow.
That's so Raven. I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice ad.
My wheelhouse there, yeah.
There's no way that was your contribution.
None. No, I didn't do any of it. I just put the score in.
All right, Jesse. Do you feel good about yours, or should I do mine?
Mine is very much peacock related, so depending on how you feel about that.
All right, could you tamp down the special music? Because mine is a singing one.
Oh, yeah. Well, if yours is singing, you should go last then.
All right, you're a good singer. If you have a royalty free, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That would be great, but nevertheless,
not this.
Okay, of course not. I should have let you know earlier.
Right, you warm up. I'll do mine. How about that?
La 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 la.
Packers, a playoff devil in disguise.
You're the devil in disguise.
After a stumble against the Bears, Jeff Hafley's poker face puts together wicked game plan to stop the Ravens. These are all Peacock shows and movies. And with help from a couple traitors beating the Lions, Green Bay's playoff hopes remain based on a true story. Last question remaining, can Kyle Shanahan, a friend of the family to Matt LaFleur, prove the apple never falls too far and help the Packers win the division?
Yeah, it sucked. I don't know.
That's because you don't watch Peacock, and you didn't know.
I don't know any of those shows.
Yeah, I had like
much Peacock do you watch?
I have like 10 shows in there.
He loves Peacock.
Peacock's got some good.
I've heard that about
some high quality entertainment. It might be my second favorite of the streaming platforms.
Do they have the Blacklist?
What's your first?
ESPN, of course. Disney Plus, ESPN.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure it is.
Make sure you bundle those all together, and you can watch every live game out of market. All kinds of great stuff going on with
except
ESPN.
Except the Packers game.
That's on Peacock, which second favorite. It's a good one.
Okay. So I don't know any of those shows.
Yeah, that's why you didn't like. So Devil in Disguise is like a documentary.
No, I definitely do not want to go through the list.
Stumble is a cheerleader thing. Poker Face is actually really
you
good.
You mistook our question for interest. We have neither.
You heard of Wicked. I know you've heard of Wicked.
I have heard of Wicked. Traitors
is a reality. Tausch would love Traitors. It's like a betrayal kind of show where three people are against the rest and you're trying to figure out who the traitors are. It's a good show.
Okay. It's beginning to look a lot like the playoffs in the league standings. Take a look at the Lions' den out of the playoffs again, because Goff was bad in a Christmas Vikings win. It's beginning to look a lot like the playoffs. Bears already in. But the prettiest sight to see is Packers Bears Part 3 at Soldier Field again. A pair of wins or the Ravens and the School Guys too is the wish of Jordan and Matt. And a playoff run with both of them done is the hope of Micah and Tuck. And G&G fans can hardly wait for a Super Bowl again. Packers 29, Ravens 10.
You act all astonished when I say 31-6, and then you go 29-10 and act like it's, oh my God. Like,
I was trying to find
you're a complicated fella.
I was trying to find a scoregami, and I ran out of time in the commercial break because I was trying to come up with a scoregami score, and I had the 29, and then I couldn't find a matching score. Those are our headlines. The Packers.
I'm going to change mine.
Apple Never Falls.
Changing mine
is a really good show,
six.
Too.
I'm changing mine to 27-6.
Why?
Yeah. Because 27's been the number all year.
That's true. You're right. Mm. You're right about that. You're also right about the time winding down for you and Sarah and American Family Insurance with your virtual toy drive, FramFam.
Indeed we are. We got about, what is today, the 26th? We got 5 or 6 days left, 6 or 7 days left to get to that $50,000 goal. Again, American Family Insurance has generously decided to match every dollar up to $50,000 through the end of the year. All donations go towards therapeutic supplies and toys that help thousands of children and families across the country. And we're very close. We have, I think, 20% more donors this year. It's been an awesome campaign. We are right there. AmFamKids.org, if you so desire. If you got a little bit of money that, it's the end of the year. We got to get rid of for tax purposes. We need to support a great cause. Here we go. AmFamKids.org to donate today.
Is that in the read?
No, I ad-libbed. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm not going to get in. I'm not going to get in. But there's
some money
a lot
to get rid of for tax purposes.
Yes, there's. Everybody's got different motives on what they're doing. You can love the children's hospital, and you can donate that way. And then at the end of the year, a lot of people, because accountants are working, they'll say, "Hey, old boy, you got to get rid of $1,500 to make
accountant.
Sure you get you're all lined up."
Tosh got a call from his accountant who did not take the week off for Christmas because he's saving it for mid-April, and let him know you got to get rid of some money. Look, whatever your motivation may be,
sure,
this is a
that
great
was my
cause.
Point. Yes,
I'm sorry.
I'm like confused why you guys are
because it was a funny like ad lib,
very direct messaging there.
Hey, we got 4 days left, man. There ain't no time to be poo pooing around. We got to go. There's no poo pooing.
But if you have some money that you have to get rid of for tax purposes.
I don't think you guys know how. I don't think you guys fully understand how the real world works.
I don't know if you do.
I
would say that was kind of one of those quiet part out loud kind of lines. That's what I would say.
What are you talking about?
Because people know that if you're trying to hit a certain threshold for your taxes, that you do want to make those donations. It was just very direct.
Yes, that's my point.
We've been doing this. We've been promoting this for quite a while. That's the first time I've gotten that. It threw me off.
Well,
that's
we're
all?
Getting close to the end of the year.
Sure,
I'm not going to do this December 1.
Fiscal 2025,
let's go.
Almost over. Yeah, get on it.
Well, I just want to make sure we appreciate everybody that has donated, and we will appreciate everybody who does, if it's tax purposes or not. We just want you to donate.
If you don't reach the goal, you can tell Sarah it's all her fault, which is also a great show on Peacock.
I think we've all come to the conclusion Jesse needs to work more and watch less Peacock.
I think we can all agree.
That is an absurd amount of references. I can't even do that. I watch Netflix occasionally. I cannot name 5 Netflix shows. He just went through and listed 100 Peacock shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's impressive. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the movie I watched yesterday that was on Netflix about the, you know, the chick that's running Santa. She's doing Santa. She's playing Santa, and she's getting discount for her daughter to go to a ski school, and then she falls in love with the dude, and it's a whole I don't even know the name of the movie.
Landman. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa, Nelly, we have to pull this week's winner of Wildy and Tausch Trivia, presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
What are you playing with there, old T? What is that?
Yeah, I got the helmet. That's
the same as the squish helmet. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, drawing our...
I got one. I do have to tell you this. I got another one of these deals, and it's for absurd statements. Jesse, draw it. I'll bring this up to you. Go ahead and draw.
All right. Congratulations. Only three names in the helmet this week for... Finish those lyrics trivia, and congratulations to Steve in Kenosha.
Working
Stevie! On the day after Christmas just like us. Congratulations, Steve.
Steve deserves
you are our trivia winner this week.
He must be an accountant. Must be an accountant trying to get all this tax.
Trying to help people get rid of some money before the end of the year.
So here's what we got. I got this from Eleanor. It is a Yama, a squishy Yama. It's called a Kama Yama. See this? Kama Yama. And what the bottom reads is, when spit happens, give me a squeeze. So when and if Jason gives a horrible take, or if you guys believe that I've given a horrible take or said something ridiculous, we use the old cute Yama and it spits. When spit happens, give me a squeeze, says the Yama. And it calms you down. So it's the Kama Yama.
No, great, it's a present. Coma Llama.
Yama.
Calm. It's to calm you down.
Yama.
Not Kama. Yeah. Like Tausch, comma, Jesse, comma, and Jason, comma.
So Jason, you're not understanding.
Correct, because
you're
saying it wrong.
When spit happens, yeah, so if you say
part.
Something dumb or absurd, or Jesse, or a caller, or whoever, a guest, and I believe it's absurd, instead of me yelling and getting all riled up, I bring my little buddy Kamayama with me, and Kamayama goes, psh, 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 and that's how we calm down.
Why don't you try that out on Green Bay game night with Homer tomorrow and see how it goes first. And
talk about times when you need to calm bring it here. Down.
Yeah.
Well, I need to give it to him.
No, I think
he's the one that
you,
needs to calm down.
I think well,
he does rile me up.
It's not what I heard Kamayama. About last week or 2 weeks ago.
Well, you don't hear much.
It's not how you say llama.
Kamayama.
Good one.
It's not how you say llama.
Time now.
Thanks. I've told you, you guys have been mispronouncing Yama forever. It's not llama. It's Yama. Go ahead, Jay.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning,
you
I had
need the
Yama. At Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the consent ad.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Well, spit happens.
Like Jared Goff with my Associated Bank.
Yeah, what happened there?
Call Mayama's football.
I can't tell because... Do you guys think that I am a stress-filled being? Like, I don't sense that I am.
No, you're not like, usually stressed out.
I'm not stressed out very often. Like,
no.
If it's not something familial related, I'm not overly stressed. Like, the Packers will get me, bothered. But, you know, we analyze the games. And I obviously want them to win, but I'm not going to sit here and cry if they don't. Like, I want them to win. I don't feel like I'm a big old ball of stress. Like, I don't sense that, but I think what's happened, I'm tough to shop for. I'm very difficult to shop for, except for Jason. Jason does a great job. They just get me stress balls now because I break all of them.
So, all right, first of all, I don't think you exude stress, but I'm not with you all the time.
That's fair.
And there does seem to be a theme developing, much like Hansel and Gretel, of you getting stress ball related items that you can.
Yes.
I think here's my personal opinion. I don't want to speak for Eleanor.
I like this.
Or anybody else who gave you this.
I hope I don't have to bring Kamayama out.
I think you're a fiddler. I think you're a fiddler
what does
and
that
a diddler.
Mean?
Like, okay. you need, like, a fidget spinner, like, those types of things. You know, there was a time where you did a whole thing with the pencil in the camera angle when we were doing the show. You would do that.
Yep.
You just, you've had, obviously, balls that you've been chucking around when you lean back in your chair and you're out of the picture entirely. I just think you're a fidget kind of guy. And so this I don't think you're overly stressed. Like right now, you're throwing your little football helmet up and down. That's like you. That's what you do. You need to do something with your hands. So I don't think it's stress. I think it's just occupying your hands. That's what I think.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
If I may.
You and your ladies' Packer shirt, you go right ahead.
We do have some gifts that have been sent to us here in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
GIFS?
No.
You can put them up on the screen?
GIFTS have been sent to
gifts.
Us on, you know, in the spirit of the season. So,
sure.
Since we're all not going to be in the same place together here for a while, I figured today is as good a time as any to do this. So, first of all, from Sparky and Mrs. Sparky in this bag, we have a Yule log ornament and also homemade Yule log chocolate-covered pretzels from Mrs. Sparky, which I can guarantee you I've tapped into, and they are fantastic. So each of us have one of these bags. Thank you to Sparky and Mrs. Sparky.
Where's my Yule?
Sparky dropped that off for us last week here.
Sparky's in the tournament. You can guarantee that. Spark Dog's got a spot.
Next up.
Because he gives us gifts.
We got a card here.
Yeah.
You may see what this card says.
It says, Happy Holidays from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh.
Oh,
and this is from Jana and Colby in Pittsburgh.
Oh, great.
I don't know if they want their picture on screen, but there is a photo here of Jana and Colby celebrating getting married in West Virginia.
Oh, that's awesome.
So congratulations.
Just wait, they got married already or they got engaged?
Colby and Jana in Pittsburgh got married in West Virginia.
At the Greenbrier?
About 90 minutes south of Pittsburgh at Cooper's Rock State Forest. It's beautiful, Tausch. You're going to love it, says Jana and
Jana,
Colby.
If I may, we love Jana on this show. We like Colby. We've never met either, but they've called in. We like them. I'm a little bit hurt that Jana didn't throw an invite out. I think we would have went to that wedding in West Virginia. I could have checked a box to go to West Virginia. I'm a little bit hurt that we didn't get invited. Is that rude of me to say?
Did they get married on October 25th, right before Packers Steelers? Because that would have sweetened the pot to go to that game. Got to be honest.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice
little
double dip.
My disappointment with standing. Congrats to Colby and Jana. That is awesome news.
Can you refresh my memory? There was another Pittsburgh person in the I'm not remembering.
Yeah,
this
we tried
accurately.
To do we tried to introduce everybody.
It didn't
work.
Not that we know of. Yeah.
So we're happy that she and Colby are happy. So congratulations, Mazel Tov.
And then one last thing for you here. So back in October, when Tausch and I were at Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie for one of our one of our most fun shows of the year.
That's a couple years ago.
That was a while back. Our trivia contestant that day was Janice in Las Vegas.
Janice.
It was one of our favorite trivia segments of the year. This is how that went. A portion of that went to set up what Janice sent us here as a Christmas gift.
Janice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am, so excited and nervous. You guys are, icons. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you.
We're definitely not icons. That's
I'm not
going
to lie to you. Give her four entries and send her whatever we're doing.
I've never been
Cousin
called an
subs,
icon
let's
before.
Send it out there. Let's call it a day.
So that was from trivia back in October.
That was so nice of her.
So Janice, awesome. Who struggled, it was a Brewers trivia, and she knew nothing about the Brewers. It was quite a debacle of a trivia segment. But she sent us these gifts all the way from Las Vegas. Icon 1, Icon 2, Icon 3.
I can't believe that she sent those to us.
Thank you to Janice. And now the question is, who gets which hat?
Well, Tausch is Icon 1.
Is
he? I'll take Icon 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. You think you're Icon 1, so we should probably make you Icon 2.
No, I should be Icon 3. Mm-hmm.
Or Hunter.
You're 1 and 2, and then I'm a leftover, and that's how it works around
stop
here.
Being a baby. Don't be pouty.
Go eat some Chinese food on the floor.
I do like ranking things,
though.
That
is very nice, though.
Janice.
That's very nice of Janice.
All of our fans. How about that? Thank you, everyone, for the holiday gifts. We appreciate it from each and every one of you who have
reached
out. And
if you have a belated Christmas gift you'd like to send to us, you can send them to Jesse in care. Jesse, give that address again in Sun Prairie so people can send you all the...
Just go check our video stream from whatever day that was. It'll go straight in the freezer.
All right, that is Whoa Nelly. We have to get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Is Rich Eisen on today? Because we're not getting to him.
We're not doing 4 hours today, are we?
We are definitely getting to whoever is filling in
for
Rich
late.
What
are we doing here?
All right, Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next. And you could perhaps find other things that you can get rid of some money for to support them at the end of the year. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. I don't recognize this music. That's not what I typically hear for this. But I do like to hear good stories. Tausch, you've got one, and so do I.
I do. It's a bear, which I know we're not big fans of, but this is a really cool story. Drew Dolman, the center for the Chicago Bears, wrote a note, and it's dated 10-8-10. His sister, Kate, put this out on Twitter, and he basically wrote, "My biggest dream is to become a college football player at Stanford and then go on and play in the NFL. It's titled on his little note, "Never Too Late to Dream." And Drew Dolman, the center for the Chicago Bears, made the Pro Bowl, and his sister put that out there, and I'm sure it was a lot of fun emotions around the holidays for the Dolmans. I thought that was, even though it's a Chicago Bear, I think that is a really cool story. Tip the cap to the Dolmans. Congratulations to them.
All right, two quick ones from me, and the second one we'll revisit once we actually award it. One, the late Lee Remmel, who obviously was the PR guy, longtime PR
Leland
director. Mark Gerald Tauscher is available. Is one of three selections in the PR category to receive Pro Football Hall of Fame's Award of Excellence in 2026. So he passed away a number of years ago, but Lee is an icon, an actual icon at Lambeau Field. Secondly, I saw the Bears awarded their Jeff Dickerson Media Good Guy Award to Kevin Byard, as I like to call him, their safety. We did our voting this week. I am tabulating the results for our Tom Mulhern Stand-Up Guy Award that we award every year, and the players have been great about embracing that, and obviously because Tom Mulhern...
Heard it's going to be Hobbs, Nate Hobbs.
He has not been mentioned in any ballots that I've received to this point. The deadline is today.
Never too late to dream.
It is, and never too late for whoever's filling in for Rich Eisen, but we're going to get to them late. That's it for us today. Thanks for making it worthwhile that
we
worked
today.
Today.
This was good. Glad we worked today.
Yes, this was fun.
Yeah. Yes, I'm fun glad day. We did as well.
Let's go Lobos.
That's bows it for up. Us. And bows up. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.